listening to www.peoplesinternetradio.com, seeking solutions.
You are all about to get on this record. Getting to be a strange place. A lot of crazy things are happening. A lot of questions need to be asked. A lot of puzzles need to be put together. And here are all the pieces that you're going to get from one man right here on The Big Puzzle with your host, the one and only man from Canada, Mr. Barry Ritz.
Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and you gators and grannies, to this Sunday afternoon edition of The Big Puzzle. My name is Barry Prince. I'm coming to you live from my kitchen here in northern British Columbia. I'm broadcasting to the facilities of People's Internet Radio, being simulcast on shakeandwakeradio.com. And also being heard on the Truth Be Told Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. And as I always start the shows off, guys, with a plug for the shows, we are viewer supported. If you like what these people are trying to do and the content that's being brought forward, I know times are tough, but even a coffee every month would be appreciated. If everybody sent a coffee every month and that added up, boy, I'll tell you, it would really, really help these people out. They put a lot of time in that they never are reimbursed for, but we're not looking for reimbursement. We do this because we love people. Thanks for joining. It's always great to have the Duracell bunny back on today. Of course, I'm referring to Roger Landry, and I say that in a very, very good way because I get Roger on, and he's always full of great information, some of the stuff he brings forward. I know my audience appreciates the information that he does provide for us. Thanks for coming in, Roger. Always great to have you on, my friend.
It's always great to be here.
So what's on your mind now, buddy? Nothing going on down there in the States, is there, that we need to know about?
Okay, let me ask you a question. I thought I was only here for an hour. And yet you ask me to tell you about what's going on. That's not conducive to a very, very lengthy answer at all. But we can do our best, right? We can.
Well, it's been 3 weeks since I've talked to you, Roger, so... And I know there's some pretty crazy stuff. I follow what's going on down there pretty extensively, but not to the level that you do. So it's always good to get you in and get your input on what we see going on down there right now.
Well, there's a myriad of things going on. It just, what do you focus on? When behind curtain number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, add on infinitum, is one shock after another, nobody wants to see another curtain pulled back. Mm. I don't care if the price is right or not. I just don't. So let's talk about what's behind these curtains. Let's talk about, you know, Georgia and a few other states where where recounts are actually being done. And so far, two of those states have said, yep, Trump actually won. So if we get a couple more, oh, my God, there's an election overturn. Now, do I expect to see that happen? I expect everything the deep state could possibly do to make sure that doesn't happen. But if it does, you're going to see a first in history, because what that will force the Supreme Court to do is nullify the election and put Trump back in office.
So can that be done at this point, Roger?
It can be done at any point in time if the election was deemed to be stolen, illegal, unconstitutional. It's nullified. If it's nullified, who was it stolen from?
Okay, well, I've been following this. What states have actually stated that he was ripped off? Which two? Because I've been following this. I watch what's going on in Arizona and Georgia. Go ahead.
And that's it right now. But are several other states, and I'm not – again, I'm not going to be running my mouth off until I know a little bit more. But what I have been told and what has been postulated is that the states that are considering – really pegging down on this because of what they've seen, that includes Pennsylvania. Okay? Mm-hmm. What's that? something.
Barry.
I don't know what's going on there, how that's coming in. I don't know, guys. I really don't know. Hang on, let me just see if I can get rid of this. Sorry. My computer's been doing some weird stuff lately, and I don't know why.
You still don't shut it down at night, do you?
I do actually do, Steve. I actually do that. I shut it off,
okay,
and I boot it back up because you told me that. Okay, how's that? Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like an electronic machine gun right now. But anyway, that's what it sounded like.
Okay. Well, I don't have one.
I didn't think you did. But again, it just depends on which door or which curtain we're going to look behind. That's one thing. And whether that pans out or not, it is something that's getting more and more focus each day, especially with, the one that's supposed to be done and is already indicating, just like Georgia, they're both indicating that Trump actually won the state. So anyway, that's one thing. Okay, let's talk about another thing. Another thing being absolutely destroying the petrochemical industry in the United States. This is the first time the United States in many, 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 many years has been able to claim energy independence, meaning we were not at the beck and call of a foreign power because we didn't have enough oil to keep our cars running and our lights on.
Right.
And that's all gone. Millions of jobs have been lost as a result. Everybody says, well, there's only a couple thousand on that pipeline and a couple thousand in the fracking fields. And let's take, what does that oil supply? What do they do for employees? So on and so forth. If you take it from the oil field to where it's actually used as a product, the ramifications of this are huge. And it's not just the pipeline. It is stopping fracking. It's stopping this, stopping that, so on and so forth. We have lost our energy independence, and the cost of oil in the United States and in Canada is all of a sudden skyrocketing again. You go to the gas pump, it's up by at least 30% to 40%.
Yep.
Okay, so that's curtain number two. Curtain number three, there's more people coming across the border now than there has been since Obama was president. Gee, who's the guy in between? That was Trump. I'm not here to build Trump up. I'm going to say a fact. When Trump was in office, the illegal border crossings were at the all-time low for almost 60 years. Okay? And now we've got a flood of them again. And now they're sitting in cages, the kids. And now it's backed up like you would not believe. And they're blaming this on Trump. That's curtain number three. Let's go to curtain number four, okay? Everybody needs to take a vaccine that isn't a vaccine. It's not. It doesn't even qualify as a vaccine. It doesn't. And it's not approved by the FDA, and it's not approved by the CDC. We're speaking American here, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not. So this shot can only be used for emergency use only. It cannot be made mandatory. End of story. Now, that doesn't mean that woke companies can't tell you this is private property, this building, we own it. You can't come in here and work unless you get a shot. Can they do that? Yeah, actually they can. So what we're looking at right now is the actual splitting of the population. There are, as a matter of fact, if you stop and talk to anybody right now who works for a pharmaceutical company, they're going to tell you these vaccines are coming up against a hard wall real soon. Mm-hmm. More and more people are saying every day, you ain't putting that in my arm.
Take that vaccine and
yeah. In India, when the government when a government group came in to vaccinate the village, the villagers stood there and stoned them until they left. Literally stoned them. This was in India, until they left the village without vaccinating anybody. This is coming to a peak. We are going to see very quickly more and more people saying, keep that vaccine away from me. It's not a vaccine. It's a DNA switch using mRNA. Okay, so it's not a vaccine. You're being lied to. It does not immunize you from anything. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest issues they're having right now is that the people are vaccinated are coming down with COVID-19.
Whoops. That's not supposed to happen, Roger.
And they didn't even have it before they got the shot. Oh, gee, I guess what? Yeah, guess what might have happened? I don't know.
Maybe a little shedding going on, would you say, Roger?
It gets even worse than shedding, because shedding is something you have to associate with a vaccination.
Right.
Shedding is a vaccine term, meaning right. I can breathe it out, so on and so forth. Other people around me will pick up those germs and they can be infected because the vaccine I just gave you is, guess what? Okay, it's a live virus vaccine. Mm. So that's what shedding is. Now, let's go back to this is not a vaccine. It isn't. It's an mRNA switch. So shedding doesn't work. Okay? What does work is transmission. You cannot call it shedding because it's not a qualified vaccine. This is actual transmission, and I don't mean electrically. I'm looking at Ariana's latest article, and the title is World Doctors Warning, Stay Away from the Vaxxed. Why are they saying stay away from the vaccine, the people who've had the vaccine? Because they will transmit it to you.
Exactly.
Okay? And you're either going to end up with COVID-19, you may end up dead, but you're most likely going to end up sterile. And this is by being around the people who have gotten the vaccine. So anybody out there that thinks they have to vaccinate the entire world to get us all under their thumb, wrong. You have to vaccinate enough of them so as they intermingle with other crowds and other people, they're literally transmitting what they got a shot for to you. Shake their hand, swab a little spit, rub elbows.
Stay
in the same room next to them for an hour and breathe the air they're breathing. And guess what?
You might as well just go have the shot yourself.
So right now we're in a situation where there are doctors, and lots of them, that are literally saying if you want to protect your health, you need to avoid the vaccinated. What? Are you freaking kidding me?
Wow. I know. I read that this week, Roger. I read two reports exactly what you're talking about here. And you know what? They've actually, these psychopaths have created the perfect biological weapon. That people think that this vaccine was just started last year when this thing came out and they started developing. I honestly believe, Roger, that this was in the works many, many years ago for them to develop a vaccine, a so-called vaccine that's going to do what you just talked about. That didn't happen overnight, that this was planned, that they're unleashing a bioweapon on the planet Earth that is going to be very, very hard for somebody like me to avoid, because I'm around the people now that are bragging that they've been vaccinated. Now we're finding out that it can be transmitted from person to person. This is insanity, buddy. And then what about blood donations, Roger? What's going to happen there? You know, if I need blood, do I want a blood from somebody that's had a vaccine? No. Go ahead, bud. It's insanity. Go ahead.
You don't know if that person has had a vaccine or not. And yes, having a blood transplant from an individual like this, and I'm not a doctor, but I do know quite a bit about vaccines. And in most cases, more than most doctors, because they only get 3 hours of training on vaccines in their entire medical training. So if you stop to consider the transmissibility of this, then what do you have? They're vaccinating children now. They're vaccinating kids in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade.
Crazy, man. What the hell? Go ahead, Roger. I'm sorry.
Barry, can I add something?
Oh, yeah. Listen, Roger, I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, but Steve did ask me if he could ask you one quick question here.
Well, there's been a comment about the India incident that you're referring to, Roger. It seems that there's a possibility it wasn't shut down because of the vaccine, but it was the police were run out of the area because of a festival, a party that somebody was putting on. And
Okay, let me ask you a question. Doesn't it all equal out to the same thing? Because they were told they can't do that. They have to social distance. They can't have those type of gatherings. So when they decide to do it because they don't believe the crap, and the state pulls in their trucks and they stone them and say, "We've had enough of your crap. Get out of our town."
Touche. But there's the question.
One still equals two here.
Sure. Mm. Touche. But I've got a question for you also. Have you been seeing reports? I've been seeing reports and videos of doctors and nurses are putting out the claim that people that are vaccinated are actually some sort of a bioweapon. And yes. That's
exactly what I was talking about. The ability to transmit.
Right.
And that makes everybody who receives this vaccine a bioweapon.
And that's from a nanotech, right?
Yes. And let me jump on right back. Look, everybody who has had this vaccine, okay, now let's consider them a transmissible individual. They can transmit whatever it is in their body. And anybody who thinks that, again, this is a joke. Barry, you and I talked about, and you absolutely took me aback. I had not seen it. I didn't understand it. You actually saw in the masks and on the head of these swabs little things moving around.
Yeah, a little back mini.
Okay.
From China.
Let me explain why the fact that everybody who's had the vaccine is now a transmission, idiot. They really are. Okay, but let's also consider that masks that are qualified for this type of situation, the manufactured paper masks or the plastic masks, basically, did show that there were nanotubes embedded in the mask. And the actual swabs that they stick up your nose all the way up to the blood-to-brain barrier almost were, in fact, okay, they did have – they were infested basically with nanotubes. What are these nanotubes? These nanotubes are to deliver what is being called the vaccine, the mRNA DNA switch to your body. How can they do that with a mask? Because you're constantly breathing in and out on a mask. The nanotubes react to two things, actually three, but two of them that are really important here. Increase in moisture, increase in temperature.
Right.
So as soon as you put that thing on and start to breathe, that's when these little buggers start to move. What are they doing by moving? They're letting go of their payload. Now, I just got done telling you that they're vaccinating you with the nose swabs. They're vaccinating you. No.
I'm laughing. I got to laugh. Sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
They're vaccinating you with your mask, and now they're telling you everybody that's had the shot is now a transmission tower.
And you still got to wear your mask. And social distance.
Because a majority of people won't believe this either. A vast number of the people who have gotten both COVID-19 shots have got COVID-19. What?
How can that happen, Roger? Come on. Somebody got the wrong bottle in there or something. Because, the government's telling us this thing is effective and it's safe. They never lie to us, Roger. Come on, buddy.
The cases are
you really even too many conspiracy theories, buddy. Go ahead, Roger.
The cases are spiking all over the planet, including
everywhere.
England. They're not spiking because more people have naturally caught COVID-19. They're spiking because so many people have already gotten the vaccine, and of them, a big chunk of them all of a sudden find out, although they didn't before, they have COVID-19 now. Now, let me ask everybody out there a question, because I sound a little, like I'm debunking my own story. There is no COVID-19. It's never been isolated. They can't prove to us it even exists. Yet, they're saying to us now that guess what? We're finding out these people have COVID-19. How? What are you comparing it against? If you want to talk about biowarfare against humanity, the best way to continue this is to keep people so in a fog that they can't figure it out. Or every time they do, you throw something else at them that's so amazing, it literally takes them off track. We are looking here. We're looking here at a plan that's been literally, okay, in the making for at least 10 years. 4 or 5 years ago, Event 201, they sat down and figured out how to choreograph this across the entire planet. Not only that, but Pfizer, hold on, Pfizer had a patent for their, guess what, their vaccine, or applied for a patent for their vaccine 6 months before any of the COVID crap ever started. Let's put one and one together. Why doesn't it make two anymore? It used to make two. It don't anymore.
I'm still wondering how I woke up in this new world, Roger. I mean, I kind of like the old world I was in, and this one has just completely gone upside down. But you know what? If you listen to shows we did 5 or 6 years ago, Roger, we would talk about a point where society would be turned upside down. And we would talk about mechanisms that they were going to use and blah, blah, blah. And one day it was going to come and people would hear it and they'd go, oh, yeah, sure, sure. All of a sudden, it is in our face so hard right now that it is really, really knocking people right off their feet, especially up here in Canada, Roger. Our government has gone completely rogue. They are not hiding their full intention now for this country. And I don't know if you saw what was going on in Montreal yesterday, Roger, but we had the biggest demonstration of people, the biggest gathering of people on the streets of the city of Montreal ever since the Second World War for V-Day. There was never this many people on the streets in Montreal. We are seeing a rise in people now in this country that is, it is absolutely encouraging, Roger. It's absolutely encouraging. We are getting pushed back so hard now from Canadians. I'm seeing Canadians finally starting to wake up in mass. That crowd last week, that'll double next week, Roger. And the week after that, it's going to double again. Toronto had one of their biggest demonstrations yesterday. We're starting to see it happen where people are rising in mass. Go ahead, buddy. It's encouraged me a little bit, Roger, because for the last couple of months, all I've been seeing is just this continual push against the citizens of this country. And now I'm seeing the biggest pushback I've ever seen before in my life. Go ahead, my friend.
If you stop for a second, and again, I constantly tell everybody in your audience every time I'm on here, you need to step back and look at the big picture. There are so many things connected to this scenario that if you're just looking at what's happening in front of your face, you're never going to figure it out. What is one of the biggest pushes in the United States right now by the government? It's gun control. Why? Because the American people have between 350 and 500 million guns in private hands, which is more than the Russian army or the Chinese army, if we're just talking guns. Okay? But if you're going to literally enslave an entire nation, and I should say an entire world, but you're getting my drift. All right. The one thing you probably should do before you get a little bit too tyrannical or people start to see what's actually behind curtain number three before you're ready for them to see it is you need to take their freaking guns away. You got to take their guns away. What's happening in America about taking the guns away? OK, there are states right now saying, you know what? Nullification. Arkansas already did it. They have stated that no federal gun laws, new gun laws, will be honored. They will be nullified in Arkansas. And it's not the only state doing this. So what you're having is safe zones, Second Amendment safe zones. And it doesn't even have to be a state. A sheriff is more powerful than the president of the United States if the president is within the sheriff's territory. That's an absolute fact. The Wow. sheriff is the ultimate power in his domain. Now, if a sheriff says, no, you ain't taking our guns, He has the authority to do that within his jurisdiction. Now, what the public can do if they don't agree with him is they can vote him out and replace him with someone else. But the point here is Americans are getting very creative. Americans are looking at the Constitution. Americans are looking at the Bill of Rights. And Americans are saying, yo, Joe Bob, that ain't going to happen here. Mm. And it's spreading very quickly.
Well, it has to, Roger, because they're really ramping up the agenda. If we don't get a major pushback against this, in Canada here, Roger, if we don't put a stop to this right now, and I'm talking about a real stop to everything this government's doing, I don't believe there will be freedom in Canada in a couple of years. That's how close we are to losing it, how close Justin Trudeau is to implementing his desire to be a dictator, because that's what he's aiming for. Go ahead. He loves communist China. He just loves them.
Yeah, well, obviously, Biden, they can blackmail him at the drop of a hat, but we'll go into that on another show. If you take a look at the big picture again, step back. What did I say? I told you that if you got the vaccine, you're in worse trouble than if you didn't get it. Not only that, but it's already proving to be the deadliest vaccine they've ever put out in public. And it's only been out for what, a couple of months now? And it's absolutely horrible what it's doing. But that ain't even the beginning of what's actually going to happen. So now, how many people do you have to vaccinate? Stop and listen to this question. How many people do you have to vaccinate out of 7.5 billion so that even if the public puts an absolute stop to it, between transmission, okay, and the inability of these adults to, or children who get this shot to ever have kids, you're looking at a massive reduction in population. But as I asked, how many do you have to actually vaccinate before you've got enough transmission towers on the planet to pretty much take out the rest of them? And I don't mean kill them. I mean sterilize them. I mean make them sick. Okay, sterilization. Right now, I dare anybody listening to Barry's show right now, don't do it right now, but do it after the show. Go to the internet and type in COVID-19 problems with sexual health, with female reproduction. Yep. I dare you to. You're going to come up with so many articles, it's insane. Again, doctors across the planet are telling both with women and men, don't take this. You're not going to be able to have babies. Not only that, here's the kicker. Here's the real kicker. When you get the shot, you're advised if you are of sexual age, you know, of that age, 18 or older, you are advised when you get the shot not to have procreative sex for at least 30 days. I got to ask you a question. How the hell do they know not 31 days? How do they know not 40 days? How do they know not 60 days? How do they know not forever? But the scary part of this is that they told you that at all. Because what they just told you is that either her eggs or your sperm is going to make it not happen. It shouldn't be done. They're even telling you this. Why would they say that? Why would they tell you that if there wasn't a danger? Why?
Unbelievable, Roger. You know, the biggest problem we have right now is getting this information to the general public. It really is. Because up in Canada here, we're seeing censorship like I've never seen before in my life. They're ramping it up like crazy, Roger. They're trying to push through a bill called C-10. If that bill goes through, then I will not be able to do what I'm doing right now in Canada. That's how far this government is going right now. We really have to put our foot to the floor right now. People have to realize that this is something way beyond any virus or any sickness we've ever seen in this planet. This is about losing it all. And you know what, buddy? I never thought I'd be able to say that to myself at this point in my life, that we could lose it all. But we could, Roger.
That's how
dangerous this is.
It's not a virus and it's not a sickness. It is a manufactured DNA switch. We are all in exactly what you said, a genetic experiment. Let's go back and revisit why I can say that. If these vaccines had gone through animal trials, which some say they did. These are, you know, whistleblowers say they did go through animal trials and none of the animals survived the shots.
Right.
So if you stop to consider that there were no animal trials, they absolutely did away with them under the auspice that this was an for emergency use. Well, first they shot themselves in the foot, because they can never make them mandatory if they're only for emergency use. But they can sure coerce a lot of people into taking them. Okay? So, again, if you make this mandatory, if you make it mandatory, you are actually breaking the law. The CDC has already stepped up to say that these vaccines are not vaccines. They are emergency mechanisms. They don't qualify. They haven't gone through the procedure. I'm going to tell you that I don't believe all the animals died. I'm going to tell you that I believe that these animal studies were actually done, and that Barry hit the nail right on the head when he said they started proofing these mechanics of this mechanism many years ago. They did. Okay. And what we have now, I would be willing to bet, I don't know, an inordinate amount of money that I don't have, that absolutely 100% those tests were done, and you and I will never see the results of them, because those are the results they wanted.
Say, Roger, can I add something?
Yes.
What about trying to get out the information, proving to the fact with the UCC membership numbers, the corporate structure of the United States government, and the corporate structure of the CDC, the corporate structure of the WHO, the NIH,
the FDA, CIA.
You and I know that that they're all corporate structures. They're all corporate entities. Why not?
No, they're all tradable.
Correct. Why not take them to the corporate law, the corporate jurisdiction?
Well, I got to tell you something. Right now, the only thing that could literally, okay, as part as the American structure, the only thing that could really step up to eliminate a lot of the issues here, the only entity is the Supreme Court. We know the Supreme Court can be bullied. We watched them being bullied right into ignoring all of the proof of election fraud that was right in front of their face. They were literally threatened.
Plus Obamacare. Yes. Don't forget Obamacare.
Oh, and this goes back even further than that.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So if you stop to consider that right now, faith in the Supreme Court is at the lowest it has been in so long, nobody even remembers. They will step up the next time. They will, or they know their credibility would be absolutely gone. I'm going to tell you right now that there are cases going in front of the Supreme Court for several issues. One, dictatorial governors locking people down and taking their rights away in an unconstitutional fashion. And two, when these states, and there's already two of them, I think they only need three more, when these states finally can prove that the election was stolen and should be invalidated, they will have no choice. They didn't hear it because they said they didn't have standing. Election laws were the purview of the states, not the federal government. Now, hold on a second. Now, who is the president? Joe Bob. So if this goes to the Supreme Court, it is no longer the purview of the state because he sits in the White House. It is now a federal matter, and they will have no choice but to see it. So do I see that all is not dead, all hope is not gone? Yeah. Are we going for one hell of a ride between here and there? Anybody who thinks they're living a boring life right about now?
Yeah. Oh, just wait. We're only in the first act, Roger. It's going to get really crazy out there, buddy. You know that, and I know that. But where it all going to go in the end, we don't know. But we could talk about all the possible scenarios we see unfolding in society right now. And there's so many things going on, Roger. I'm being bombarded here with every day I'm getting from multiple people all these reports about adverse effects coming from all over the planet now on these vaccines. And I'm telling you, Roger, I think we're going to get to the critical mass point here very, very quickly, where enough people in society will be interacting with each other. As much as they try and quash all this information, I think we're going to get to a point where enough people are interacting with each other that we will actually put a stop to this madness. All it's going to take is us to stand Barry, up, buddy. All it's going to take.
Just one more thing, Barry. Roger.
Okay. And that's the last question mind. For you today, Steve.
Yes, yes. Last time I'm going to, hopefully this will be the last time I'll open my mouth. No, but, yeah, exactly. In all seriously, Roger and Barry, Joe Bob, Creepy Uncle Joe, Creepy and the Whore, whatever you want to say, they are president and vice president of the Corporation of America. That's what people need to know. My humble opinion.
Well, they are. That doesn't make them right. And that doesn't mean that they can walk all over the Constitution or anything else. Well, they are to be held to a higher standard right. than you and I, because they are there at the highest level in order to do one thing and one thing only, serve we the people.
Which so Constitution, though?
Exactly.
Which Constitution? That's my question.
Okay, all right. We could trip off on this for the next hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, so we only got 20 minutes left here.
Yeah, let's not start a conversation going in that direction, because I won't give up.
Yeah, we got to keep you focused there, Roger, because it's really easy.
You're absolutely right.
Well, you know what it is, Roger? Everything that you talk about, everything we talk about, doesn't matter what issue we talk about, they're all connected. And when you start talking about one issue, all of a sudden comes to your brain that you know is very important to support what you're talking about. And it's so easy to get off on that rabbit hole. And then you forget where you are. You start traveling around. You find a whole bunch of other rabbit holes. And eventually you come back to where you started. But that could take a couple hours, and we don't have that. So let's stay on vaccines here for the last 20 minutes of the show, because that's what I really want to talk about is, like I was saying, the amount of reports I'm seeing every day, Roger, and you're probably getting 10 times the amount of reports that I am, but I'm literally just being bombarded now with reports every day about the negative effects around the world of these vaccines on the human body, especially the females, and what's going on with their menstrual cycles. It's just, this doctor I have coming on in the next hour here, she's going to absolutely knock people right off her feet, what she's been hearing in the last 3 weeks. And, of course, Ariana last week, she was talking to me here, Roger, and I know you talk to her more than I do, but she's got some really, really great information to share next week about this. People, we just got to get it to the public, Roger. That's the biggest obstacle we have right now, is making people understand and educating them, giving them a choice after they're properly educated. And that's what we're really up against right now. The censorship battle is just rampant, my friend, rampant. Go ahead.
Rampant? Or rampant.
Rampant. That's what I was trying to say. Okay, rampant. Okay, okay, hang on. My lips are getting
rampant.
Old. Rampant. Okay,
there you go.
Okay, I'll say it 10 times next time. Go ahead.
No, don't say it 10 times. Look, vaccines for the last, let's say, 100 years have been steadily increasing in both their ability to affect the human race, and specifically targeted countries or populations such as the United States. And it has also worked that, along with psychiatric and psychotropic drugs, have worked to put together the richest, most powerful corporation cabal on the planet, which is the pharmaceutical industry. And if you stop to consider for 1 second that when I was born, if you got one or two shots, and this is 1954, if you got one or two, okay, that was a lot. Until polio came in, and then everybody got the polio, and we won't even go into that. Okay, today, with you got to go back and get a booster, so on and so forth. We're talking hundreds of vaccines, hundreds. Okay. Now let's talk about how many people across the planet get hundreds of vaccines across the span of their life. All right. And let's average the cost of each one of those at about $500 a shot. And what you realize is the immense amount of money that is controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. And it's not just money, because they buy from the petrol industry. They buy from the agriculture or the GMO industry. They buy from and they have huge purchasing power. Pharmaceutical industry today steps bad, and it steps badder than just about anybody else. The only cabals that even come close are the banking cabals, which are in a slightly different type of category, okay, and the military-industrial complex, which is nowhere near as big as, the pharmaceutical industry. So now you've got vaccines have become a very important part of our life. We've been told, just like our doctors, you never question your doctor. Doesn't matter if this guy's an idiot and barely scraped out of medical school and he's lost how many patients over the last 10 years. None of that matters, because you're never supposed to question your doctor. And your doctor says you need to get a vaccine. Now, if you, and I dare you people out there to do this, the next time your doctor tells you need to get a vaccine, ask him what the pros and cons are. Ask him what the side effects listed by the manufacturer are. Ask him if it's going to be required to be repeated on a regular basis. Ask these questions and watch them stutter, because they don't know the answers. They're just told to give you that, and they're going to get a kickback for everyone you give. Vaccines are one of the few things that a doctor actually gets a kickback on. Not joking. That and, other pharma drugs like psychedelics or psychotropics or whatever. Okay, so now we've got this massively powerful industry sitting down with Bill Gates and the likes, and they're talking about what can we do to take the world out of this chaotic, everybody thinks they can do their own thing, and put it into a structured society where everybody has to do what we say or else. This was event 201. How do we control this mechanism globally? Yep. So they did. And here we are. We're looking today at a man-made process that was premeditated, and all of the people who have died of starvation, who have died because the hospitals weren't taking patients because of COVID, so people were dying from this and that and so on and so forth. The fatality rate in every single country on this planet since COVID-19 started, unrelated to COVID-19, has gone up. Suicide, heart failures, lung failures. I could go on and on and on.
Across the board.
What we are seeing right now is an industry that is so in bed with the governments across the planet. And we are in the period that you and I discussed many years ago. We go back to the Georgia Guidestones. Okay. This is a huge granite monument stuck right out there in the countryside where people can see it and they're in awe and they stop and they read it and, oh my God, this is great. One of the paragraphs, and I'm going to paraphrase a paragraph, says this basically: keep humanity at under 500 million in tune with nature, which means there's 7.7 billion of us. That's telling me that 7.2 billion people need to be made to go away. You cannot do this with a nuclear war. In order to kill that many people off, you would make the planet uninhabitable for 10,000 years. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. And you can't do it with major warfare, because you're going to destroy the entire infrastructure that you're going to need after the fact. So what do you do? What mechanism is available to these people who literally feel they are the gods of humanity? What mechanism is the most available to them? Vaccines are very trusted. Vaccines were very trusted. A lot of people got them. People like me spent 10 years unburying the facts about how many people have been damaged, how many people have died, how many people have been sterilized. And now we have what was at one time one of the most trusted aspects of pharmacology on the planet, the vaccine. And people across the planet are going, get that damn thing away from me.
Yeah.
Don't you stick that thing in my arm.
Yeah. Wait a second here.
So now, hold on. Now, everybody out there, tell me how the word that Barry puts out, how the word that the Liberty Beacon Project puts out, how the word that, and I could go through a lot of alternative media sources. Tell me how that word doesn't work. If you've got people across the planet saying, keep that thing away from me, because their government sure isn't telling them that.
And who trusts anything the government says to begin with, Roger? We got to remind people just how honest our governments are.
They're getting it from us, Barry.
They are getting stuff. But you got to jog their memory. You got to jog their memory. You really do, especially with Canadians, because they have the shortest memory in the world, Roger. They do. We're the most apathetic people in the world up here. We really need some Canadian men to stand up here. And
I heard you had the shortest something else. It wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. We can whoop your ass at hockey anytime. Go ahead.
There you go. There you go. And I absolutely love it. I do. Hockey. So anyway, let's talk about the end result. What are they looking for? What would they like to see? And let's talk about something that nobody has talked about. It's kind of gone by the wayside, but it's one of the biggest, baddest bullies on the block. It is a mechanism of absolute destruction. We've covered it several times on your show, Barry, but at the same time, nobody's talking about it at all now. Mm. Why? And that's 5G.
Yeah, it got shoved under the rug, didn't it, Roger? Too many other things to think about right now.
Well,
what a great way to roll something out and keep the public distracted. Look over here, don't look over there, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now with 5G. Go ahead.
It gets worse than that, because I asked your audience about almost a year ago to do something. I said, what I'd like you to do is go to the internet and ask for a map showing the hardest hit areas for COVID-19. Then I asked you, once you printed that out or stored it on your computer, to go and get a map showing the most complete areas of 5G build out. And then I want you to superimpose one on top of the other. 5G exposure, especially from these millions of little antennas on your house, on a lamppost next to your house, all through the city, the whole nine yards, it is a known fact that this can not only cause cancer, but I'm going to tell you people something. You go look this up. I dare you to. Okay. Any one of our children, whether it's Canada or the United States, that goes through school, kindergarten through 12th grade, K through 12, if you're a female, because there's Wi-Fi in almost every classroom now, if you're a female, 57% of our females are being literally sterilized by 5G, excuse me, by Wi-Fi before they graduate from 12th grade. That's a scientific research done. Go look it up, okay? So that obviously isn't enough. 7 years ago, the last time this information was put out, the United States had a 314,000 birth deficit in 1 year. 314,000 birth deficit. That was 7 years ago. How many more vaccines? How much more Wi-Fi? How many COVID vaccines? How much 5G build out? What do we have to do to convince you people there are people on this planet trying to sterilize you and get you the hell out of their face because you're spoiling their picnic ground? I'm not joking.
Yeah, they're very, very evil people. And the problem is most people can't even begin to wrap their minds around what these people are capable of, Roger. But everything we see today in our world that is negative, and we could talk about so many different aspects of negativity in our society right now, but every one of those is connected, folks. Everything we see going on right now, whether it's an attack on our health, our souls, our mental abilities to think things out. Whatever we want to talk about has been under attack, but they've done it slowly. You got to slow kill them, Roger, because then they don't see it. And they have for the last, 30, 40 years done this and done that, and people don't recognize what's going on around them. And now we're at a point where society, brains are literally jelly. And men do not seem to have enough strength to stand up against what we see going on. It, like I said, especially in Canada, down the States, I see a little different story. I see some really large groups of hardcore Americans that are ready to die to protect what they've got. Up in Canada, it's a little bit different, Roger. I'm going to have to come down there, I think, because there's more of you guys that will stand with me when the poop does hit the fan. Go ahead, my friend.
We've gone over some pretty hefty stuff here today. All right. We really have. We do understand at this point that if we don't step up, that the repercussions aren't going to be, well, you're going to have a little bit less freedom. No, the repercussions are going to be that the human race is going to be redefined. Not a joke. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are scientists out there saying that if enough of this DNA alteration is done, if this is done via mechanisms that are semi-robotic or that type of thing, we move into the realm, and this, some of you are going to laugh, but take a look at it, research it online, and you're going to find out I'm right. If they do enough of this and they're already well on their way, they can now start patenting humanity. They can hold the patent on your children. I'm not joking. That is an absolute fact. What happens when the Gates Foundation owns the patent on humanity? And I'm sure it wouldn't be just the Gates Foundation. It would be a cabal. But the point here is, do they have the right to modify it as they see fit? Do they have the right to have only so much of it present at any given time? Do they have the right? What you're talking about, if someone patents you, is that you become their property. And if your entire makeup is based on their mechanism, then by U.S. law, at some point, that will be patentable.
Boy, oh boy. That's deep, Roger. Deep.
I keep bringing you such good news, don't I?
Oh, man, you're just making my day here, buddy. Just when I thought I knew a little bit about what's going on, you hit me with this now, and I'm going, huh? What?
Nobody.
Well, nothing surprises me, Roger. Nothing. Go ahead. We only got about 3 or 4 minutes left here, buddy. I'm going to have to let you go. Go ahead, Roger. Last thought for the week. Yeah, I know you. Well, you got 3 minutes left. How's that?
Okay.
So, share some thoughts, and then we'll say goodbye.
If anybody listening to this stops to consider for even a second that I have absolutely nothing to gain by coming on here and saying this, I'm not going to make $1 million. If I get on another 10 or 15 shows because I said this, I'm not going to make any money there either. What am I doing? I'm getting a word out. That's what the Liberty Beacon Project does. We eradicate programmed ignorance. Everything that I've mentioned today about the transmissibility of this via a vaccinated individual or somebody who got spiked because it's not a vaccine, and a non-spiked individual, yes, it can happen. Okay. We also know that a vast majority of people getting these shots are getting what's called the COVID-19. And how the hell are they doing that when it's never been isolated? We are living in the biggest lie humanity has ever seen. The flu is gone. Anything that was transmissible other than COVID is gone this year. If COVID didn't exist, this would be the healthiest year in human history. How the hell does that work? Mm. How does that work? Mm. But that's exactly what the truth is. So, Barry, I thank you for allowing me the platform to get the word out. And I always know that when I come here, other than a little bit of riffraff around the edge trying to make me feel bad, you're a great host. You're a great host, and this is a great platform. And even Steve comes up with some damn good questions every now and then, too.
Get out of town.
Hey, listen, well, Roger, you know what? We've been doing this for so many years now, buddy, and I'm telling you, every time I get on with you, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I absolutely respect the amount of
Can I add just one last thing?
Audience, yeah, go ahead, Steve, and then I'll finish up the first hour.
Well, I wanted to address something that Roger mentioned a little while ago about sterilization and that kind of stuff. America, and predominantly the Western world, has been dying out since the last 30-plus years. The only reason
the only reason
America has gained any population is because of immigration.
Illegal and legal.
Yes.
Right.
No. So that's exactly right. Exactly so right.
Of course, that's the plan.
Yep.
Okay, Roger. I'm great to have you in again, buddy. It's an honor to call you my friend. And I look forward to our next conversation. And with that, I'm going to take a 3 or 4 minute break. I'm going to be back with a doctor talk for an hour.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.